Welcome back. I'm thrilled we can dive into the elephant in our financial room today. And yes, slippage is not just an annoyance. It's a silent killer of DeFi portfolios.
Absolutely and honestly. It drains capital silently over time. We often get swept up by the hype around liquidity farming without realizing how much it eats into our profits.
You're absolutely right. While we obsess over finding the lowest gas fee or commission, let's talk about why these numbers are so misleading in DeFi. It isn't just about fees. It's about understanding how market volatility and liquidity dynamics directly impact your portfolio's profitability. Think of it as the real cost of ignoring slippage. Treating it as an unavoidable annoyance rather than a risk metric is essential for accurate portfolio evaluation.
You're right, treating it as an annoyance isn't always wise. When I look at my swap screens, taking time to check liquidity and settings, especially before swapping, I'm just paying the tax of slippage in this way. If reserves are thin, or if the volatility is high, you might not get a decent price, meaning more loss on your side without even noticing it.
That's exactly why we prioritize setting tolerances carefully and using limit orders over market orders when they don't exist right now. It's about removing guesswork to protect against sudden swings.
I know. But sometimes the solution isn't just setting a number. It's leveraging aggregators or finding paths with deeper liquidity before executing large orders. That's where routing tools come in handy.
Exactly. When reserves are thin, breaking trades into smaller chunks or waiting for better conditions makes a massive difference. And when you have leverage aggregators scanning multiple pools, finding the optimal path becomes much more intuitive than blindly guessing.
So, is this really as simple as just checking your liquidity? It feels like we're stuck in a loop of, what if I miss out on execution?
No, it's not that simple. When you look at the mechanics behind price distortion, market impact from large orders, network congestion from bots, and volatility shifts, you realize slippage is an inherent part of trading in volatile markets. It's a market signal indicating potential inefficiencies like thin liquidity or high volatility.
Okay, so if it's a signal to watch out for, what should we do about it? How can we actually mitigate the impact without abandoning our trading style?
Let's talk about practical strategies. You need to set your tolerance carefully, but also use limit orders instead of market orders to specify the exact price you're willing to accept and remove that uncertainty entirely. I've seen a lot of traders get caught up in these volatile periods and lose more money because they didn't account for the possibility of bad fills.
It's frustrating, but it helps. Time your trades during lower volatility, windows where prices move more predictably, can also be very effective. And I agree, leveraging aggregators to find paths with deeper liquidity before executing large orders is a game changer when you're in a tight spot.
And finally, checking the pool depth before swapping is crucial. If reserves are thin, consider breaking trades into smaller chunks or waiting for better conditions. You don't want to be stuck with a poor price execution on top of all that other risk.
I see it now. It's not just about finding a low fee. It's about understanding the mechanics and applying specific strategies like using limit orders, leveraging aggregators, and time trading during calm periods. When we review our screens and take this proactive approach, our portfolio will thank us for it all.
Thanks for listening. Remember, slippage isn't a bug to be fixed. It's a risk metric that requires careful management if you want to protect your capital in volatile markets.